behind the keyboard to join us. Hello.
I should be in the Olympics, shouldn't I?
Ah, live. That was a good sprint. It's a good sprint. Well, we'll try and sort your cans out while we're doing this. So it must have been a nice call to get, though. Do you want to do the Meltdown Festival? Robert's been on the phone. Do you fancy it?
It was actually a lovely handwritten letter.
Was it a letter he wrote?
It was.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, who does that? It was one of those moments where I was a bit like, is this actually happening? Yeah. Robert Smith just sent me a letter. Wow, it's just, and I'm keeping it, and no one is ever going to see that.
That's nice. You're no stranger to the South Bank Centre, though, are you? Because you speak, was that not, you were an artist in residence here at one point?
I actually started out everything here. When I was at university, I was lucky enough to be asked to be one of the emerging artists in residence, which meant I got to do some pretty cool stuff. Like, I worked with Nitin Sawhney, I worked with the London Philharmonic and got to orchestrate with them and actually performed on the Royal Festival Hall stage, which is where I'm going to be playing next Tuesday. Yeah. So it's a bit of a full circle for me, really.
Yeah. So, I mean, that must have been an amazing experience as well, because I imagine you can, well, as I was saying earlier on, it's in terms of being able to create an experiment, this is probably as good a place to do it as any, isn't it?
It was incredible. I mean, for someone like me, it comes from an orchestral background. I started out playing flute in youth orchestras when I was 8 years old. It kind of seemed like a really natural home for me, and I met some great people here, like Riz Ahmed and Nitin Sawhney as well. So I got to work with people from sort of all different kind of genres of music, which is a fabulous experience, really.
And also, I imagine, because as you say, you're playing next week, but the room itself, you know, some rooms just suit your music, I think. Do you feel that when you walk into a room, you think we're playing in here tonight? There must be certain places where you think, this is us.
I do like people to sit down and shut up, yeah.
Just in terms of the atmosphere, I think, sometimes.
Yeah, and the acoustics are beautiful in there as well. Another place that we played at the end of last year, King's Place, which is now the home of a certain broadsheet newspaper, is also another beautiful room as well. And, you know, I'm a bit of a sound geek, so I really appreciate great acoustics in a room.
Yeah. And you're here, obviously, with the Manic Street Preachers. Whose album you appear on? You've been very busy, haven't you, over the past year or so?
I have been incredibly busy. It was such an honour to be asked to, you know, I'm a huge Manics fan. I started out just adoring the Manics, following them round, wearing leopard print and deciding that maybe I could go to university because of this band. So to be asked to duet on their record was just another one of those moments where you think, is this really happening? And yes, amazing. It's been a great year.
And you're on tour with Simple Minds as well, yeah. Soon, part of the Simple Minds gang. And I imagine being on tour with them, they're quite nice, convivial fellows, I imagine,
They're a lovely bunch of people, yeah. All the Celts. I just stick with the Celts, basically. And that's my rule for music. Don't make music with anyone that isn't Welsh or Scottish.
And talking about making music, working on a record yourself?
Yeah. I am. I'm about three quarters of the way through my second album at the moment, which I'm producing entirely on my own. It's been a huge, huge, epic battle, but it's been amazing to have that kind of autonomy and just the space and time to make an album. It's been brilliant.
Fantastic. Well, listen, thank you for taking time out and joining us here. I'll let you run back to your keyboards now as we prepare ourselves for some live music here at the South Bank Centre, where it is, as you might be able to tell, it's quite a breezy day out here. It's a lovely sunny afternoon, but there is a bit of a wind getting up. Anyway, live music coming up next, then we'll hand you over to the anchoress.
Thank you.
jagged reason to fear won't be long here.
Goes around, around, you know you're gonna get what goes around.
Yes, it's the Anchoress playing live for us in front of a tiny little audience here on the balcony. It's on the fifth floor at the South Bank Centre, which is where we're broadcasting from this afternoon.